From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. The last and potentially most influential of five House and Senate committees begins work today on its health care overhaul bill. NPR's Julie Robner has more.
The normally centrist Finance Committee often produces bills considered likely to become law, but the health bill Chairman Max Baucus of Montana is laying before his members has drawn far more brickbats than plaudits, not to mention more than 500 proposed amendments. The bill is intended to both help provide coverage to the nation's 46 million uninsured and slow the nation's health care spending. It has the smallest price tag of any of the proposals so far, less than $800 billion over the next decade. And it's the only one the Congressional Budget Office says would actually succeed in curbing costs after that. But Democrats say the bill isn't generous enough and would impose too much of a burden on middle-income Americans who'd be required to buy health insurance. And Republicans say it still gives government too big a role in the health care system. Julie Robner, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama goes to the United Nations in New York today, and he'll bring together Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Also, the president will include in his busy day a speech to a UN climate summit, a lunch with sub-Saharan African leaders, and a meeting with China's President Hu Jintao. At that meeting, the president will try to prevent a problem concerning tire imports from becoming a major trade war. Last night, Mr. Obama appeared on The Late Show with David Letterman, where he made another pitch for his plans for health care reform. He said the strong opposition to his plan does not bother him.
One of the things you sign up for in politics is folks yell at you.
Tomorrow, President Obama will address the UN General Assembly. Two men arrested over the weekend for allegedly lying to authorities investigating a possible terrorism plot will remain behind bars, as officials warn that transit systems across the country are vulnerable to attack. The third is being released. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
The latest twist in the investigation came in two courtrooms thousands of miles apart. In Denver, a federal judge ruled that a shuttle bus driver named Naji Bulazazi would be held without bail until a detention hearing on Thursday. Investigators say they found images of handwritten instructions on how to make a bomb on Zazi's computer. The FBI says the notes are in Zazi's handwriting. Zazi says he mistakenly downloaded them from the Internet. He's been charged with lying to federal authorities. The same Denver judge ordered Zazi's father released on the condition that he wear an electronic monitor. Meanwhile, in a Brooklyn courtroom, an imam named Ahmed Afzali was also ordered held without bail. He allegedly lied to the FBI about telling Zazi that authorities were looking for him. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
Oil prices remained around $70 a barrel in Asia today. Benchmark crude was up by 59 cents. This is NPR News. French police have begun clearing out a sprawling migrant camp along the English Channel where hundreds of illegal migrants try to sneak aboard ferries to Britain. Eleanor Beardsley sends this report.
At dawn this morning, French police moved in on the camp known as the Jungle on the outskirts of the port city of Calais. It was home to migrants fleeing war zones in Iraq, Afghanistan, and the Sudan. For years, they have lived here in squalid conditions, waiting for a chance to sneak aboard a truck or ferry going to Britain, where many believed they had a better chance of finding work. In 2002, an official Red Cross center here was closed, but the migrants continued to come and the camp grew. 25-year-old Pakistani Iftar Khan spoke to NPR just before the police moved in.
Yes, everybody is afraid, everybody is scared. This is not a very good accommodation, but at least something is better than nothing. So when they are going to destroy this place, at least they should find some other place for us to live.
Many of the migrants say they will be killed if they are deported. The French government says they can apply for asylum. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
The House is set to consider an extension of jobless benefits, with the jobless rate at 9.7%, and economists acknowledging jobs will be tough to come by even as the economy recovers. The House could make things a little easier for the unemployed. It is expected to easily approve a 13-week extension of benefits. It would apply to jobless who live in states where the unemployment rate is at least 8.5% and whose benefits run out at the end of the month. The bill's sponsor says three-quarters of the 400,000 workers who are projected to exhaust their benefits this month live in high unemployment states. Critics argue that extending the benefits could prompt the jobless to not look for work. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News.